Hello, hello. Welcome to episode number 26 of Fashionpreneur Talk with Gitana Styling Podcast. We are officially inaugurating season number 2 of the podcast. I've taken a small hiatus because I moved back to Florida. As you know or may know, I was living in Arizona in the US, and I lived there for about 5 years, and now I'm back in Miami, Florida, where I used to live before. The desert is beautiful, but I cannot live without water. So I am very happy to be back here near the beach. Lots of changes in my life, but lots of growth. I've been seeing that reflected in the business also, so I'm very happy about that. How have you been? How is your fashion business? You know, you can always chat with me by either sending me an email to info@gitanastyling, which is gitanastyling.com, or joining me in our free Facebook group, the Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout, where we have tons of resources for you if you want to build a successful fashion business. If you don't know me and this is the first time you're listening, then welcome to the podcast. My name is Sandra Mateu. I am a fashion stylist and a business consultant. This podcast is about having genuine conversations about fashion entrepreneurship and getting your questions answered. Like I mentioned, you can send any questions you like to info@gitanastyling.com. And you can remain anonymous if you want, or you can share your name, your business, your website, and I'll be happy to share it with our listeners. If you've been listening for a while now, then welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. You are the reason for the podcast. So before we start, I just wanted to let you know that we're also accepting sponsors right now. So if you want me to talk about your brand or your business during the show, let me know, send me an email, and I'll give you the information. I'll send you the information. So today is episode number 26. And I have a topic that may be a little controversial for some, but I'm going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's something that we should talk about. I've titled the episode, "You Don't Need the Industry Anymore to Have a Successful Fashion Business." And don't get me wrong, I've worked in the fashion industry for a long time, as well as the TV production and film industry. And I have recorded this podcast not to talk, you know, bad about the industry or anything like that. I've learned a lot working in the industry. I respect many people in the industry. This is not about that. This podcast is only about bringing to your attention that if you have a dream to have a fashion business, today more than ever, you can do it without being part of the industry. That doesn't mean that you don't have to be part of the industry. I'm just saying that even if you're not part of the industry, you can still have a very successful fashion business. So I'm doing this because I know so many people who went through fashion school or, you know, art institutes, and they owe thousands and thousands of dollars and don't work in the industry because maybe they don't know the right people, or, you know, they're not in the right city, or they don't have the capital to participate in certain events or do certain things. And you don't need that today. The internet technology has given us all the tools to build a successful fashion business. Yes, you might need many things, right? A lot of capital and different things to participate in Fashion Week, for example. But you can still have a high quality product, build an incredible brand and community, and be very successful even if you don't participate in Fashion Week. So it's awesome to be part of Fashion Week and participate, whether, you know, whichever Fashion Week you participate in, that's amazing. But again, you don't need that to have a successful fashion business nowadays. So from idea to sale, we nowadays have access to everything that we need, okay? Even production, which is a part that a lot of people feel, you know, intimidated by. There's so many options out there. There's so many resources out there. There are incubators, there are small factories, there's government programs, And you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of support, guides that can help you along the way. You can start a brand in your garage or your home studio. You can have a coach and join a membership and get the support that you need. You can connect with people, with organizations locally. You can, you know, your social media has really made it possible to get the word out, to build relationships and a loyal following that is really waiting for you to share your process, to come up with your next design, to, you know, join the movement, join the industry. So don't misunderstand me though, you know, having access to all of these resources doesn't mean that, you know, it's easy and that success is guaranteed or anything like that. You still need to work hard, and most importantly, you need to surround yourself with people who will guide you, who know, you know, the road. I see so many people investing in things like materials or maybe branding or stock, and they haven't really focused on developing relationships, growing community, figuring out sales. The quality of the product is really important, but so it's building the community of people who will buy that product. Okay, a lot of fashion entrepreneurs get frustrated because they launch the product and then they get no sales. They put a lot of effort into the production, but they don't put as much effort into the launch and the promotion side of the business, so they're able to sell that product. So getting the product ready is only part of the process. It's not the whole process. Selling is very important. Without sales, we can't have a business. With this episode, I just want to encourage all artists out there who either went to fashion school but are not working in the industry, or maybe didn't go to fashion school but dream of having a fashion brand, or maybe have been in the business for a while but feel like they don't have the capital or the connections that is taking them to where they want to go. Okay, I want to encourage you today. You don't have to show your line in Milan or Paris to be successful. You can have an incredible business wherever you are. And if you don't know how to do it, you just have to get the right kind of support. You can join a community like ours to learn and connect and grow. You can visit your local incubator or fashion organization, schedule meetings with different coaches and mentors online or in person, and put together a plan to make it happen. We all love and feel inspired by the big designers and the magic of the industry. That's amazing. I'm just saying that you can do this without being on the big stage, and who knows, you might end up being there anyway because of your beautiful work. So how do you feel about this? Is this a mental block for you, perhaps? Is this something that is not letting you grow? Do you have a dream and haven't gone to work because of this? Let me know. I hope that this information helps you realize that you can do this, that there's resources out there, that we're all here ready to help you, that you can accomplish your dreams, that if you have the dream, you also have everything to make that dream happen. Let me know what you think. If you like the podcast, please let me know. Send me an email, a message, or share it with someone who might like it too. Also, if you have a moment, please subscribe to our podcast to show your support. Thank you so much for listening and hanging out with us today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your week. And remember, you can always send us your questions to info@gitanastyling.com. You can join the Facebook group, Fashion Entrepreneur Club Hangout. Or if you want to be a sponsor of the show, send us an email and we'll get back to you. Thanks so much for listening. See you next time, guys. Bye-bye.